Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's that time again. Midwest Beat. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. This program's all about music, the people who make it, and the people who bring it to you. At least that's the case today. I've got two gentlemen in the studio with us. We're going to talk about a great event. 4 solid days of music. 25 bands in all. And it's happening just a stone's throw away from where I'm sitting right now. It's the region's answer to Woodstock. Plus one. You see, Woodstock was only 3 days. These guys are ambitious. They're giving you 4 days. It's Regionstock 2019. And among those 25 bands are acts like The Highway Band, Nomad Planets, Ripley Street, Chad Clifford, Jack Whittle, Oceans Over Airplane, Stop Drop Rewind, Counter Theory, and so many more. Well, let's start off by letting the music do the talking. One of the artists that are playing on the final day, Sunday, August 18th, Mr. Nick Kazonis. And here's an original, My Guitar. It's Nick. My Guitar, homegrown stuff, Nick Kazonis. And Nick is one of the artists. That's off his Seasons album, by the way. And he's one of the artists that'll be performing at Regionstock 2019. It's a 4-day event, August 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. 25 artists. And with me in studio are the two guys who masterminded this. They are the brains behind Region Radio and regionradio.live and Regionstock. Rich Warren and Lee Couch.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having us.
Good afternoon.
Now, this is an ambitious endeavor. How and why did this come about?
Well, we had a radio show about 12 years ago on a little low-power station in Valpo called WVOP. And it was we had a one-hour show, quickly became a two-hour show, but it was nothing but local artists. We played Craw Puppies. I mean, we played Highway. We played Eat a Peach back when they were still, they were around. Yeah, which became Hogtown. I mean, we had people come in studio. All we wanted to do was promote local music, because I was at a blues show one time, which is probably why My Guitar is my favorite track by Nick, is I'm a kind of a country blues guy. But I was at a blues show with Bob Mandarino, who puts on these shows on Sundays, and I was like, man, this music's great. I wish I could hear it on the radio. And he goes, well, you won't. And I said, why? He goes, because nobody does it. I said, that's a shame. Somebody should have a radio station or a show that promotes local music.
No, I beg to differ. I was playing local music for 40 years on Night Rock.
That's true.
So nobody does it.
Blues, country, there's a lot of genres that
right.
didn't make
we
that
We did blues and
niche.
Rock.
So we wanted to promote all genres, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So he looked at me and says, well, why don't you start something? I'm not the person to give an idea to, because I will, as you can see, from our very first festival, is 4 days, it's camping, it's 25 bands, it's everything this area needs that we've always wanted to do with local music. So that's kind of how we got started. We did take a hiatus from the WVLP thing because we had personal things that got in the way.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're trying to come back and really focus on what we started, which is promote local music the best we can.
So this is a camping event. I mean, you can make a 4-day stay of it, bring your trailer or your tents and build campfires, the whole bit.
Summer's last hurrah, because we know kids are going to be starting to go back to school that week or the week after. So we thought, you know, let's do it the weekend of Woodstock, which was 50 years ago, the exact days.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that'd be a great tie-in. So we did all local music. It's all independent artists. These are guys that are going to be playing their own music. I mean, some of them will be doing covers. We do have one cover band, which is Rusted Strings, but they're a Grateful Dead tribute band. And we thought, you know, if we're going to do a tribute band or a cover band, that's the only one that we're going to allow, is because they really tie into what we're doing.
Right.
But you're right. It is a camping event. You can come out for all 4 days, starting on Thursday morning at 10 a.m. when the gates open. You can buy tickets at the gate if you want, or you can go on our website, regionradio.live, and click the tab that says Region Stock. And all the information is on there as well, the entire lineup, the times they play. I do want to remind everybody, all times are Eastern.
Oh, we're across the state, the timeline there.
Just over the border. Okay. It's just south of Knox by like maybe 10 minutes. It's less than 90 minutes from the south side of Chicago. So anybody in Northwest Indiana, Hobart is only 55 minutes away from this event.
Okay.
And Lee is actually going to be our MC for the entire weekend.
Yes, wow. I'm going to be taking care of everybody there and making things go smoothly between the bands. And I'm friends with all the bands, so it comes real natural for me to play this role.
You
as
are one of the bands.
As a musician myself, and I'm also one of the bands.
What band are you in?
Playing. 14th and Lincoln.
Oh, okay, the one I had the ampersand question on.
Yes, the ampersand.
I didn't know that.
But so Tom, you blazed the trail for this.
Yep.
You blazed the trail for local music, and if it wasn't for you, we would not be doing what we were doing. And we went from Indiana Street to now we're on Indiana Place. So I believe that's a move upward.
There you go. So yeah, this is kind of like my Region Rumbles used to be.
Yes.
But those were one-day events, but we did them for 9 years. And it's kind of the same thing in a way, because that was all original music. We really pushed that. So you are in the role of Wavy Gravy for this.
That's correct.
Basically. And Chipmunk. Chip is a great guy, by the way. Will there be warnings about brown acid or any pregnancies or
I plead the fifth.
Any babies born?
No, this is somewhat family friendly. We do allow children. 13 and under are free. If they're close to 13, you know, it's not like we're gonna be looking for IDs if the kid's 15, cool,
right.
Whatever. But it is some, like I said, summer's last hurrah. Bring the kids out, bring the family out. All the music is PC, you know, there's not a lot of cussing and things like that. We do have some hard rock bands. We've got country, we've got funk, we've got classic rock. We literally have almost every genre covered.
Heavy metal,
mm-hmm.
hard rock, soft rock, acoustic rock.
Of all these bands, you are going to like probably five of them, no matter who you are. I guarantee it.
And a lot of these artists have been on this show and have been on my old Night Rock show. Highway Band, Stop Drop Rewind, Frank Rivoli, Eric Lambert. What a great name from the past. I haven't heard Eric play in
ages. Oh, the Laughing Gnomes.
The Laughing Gnomes were good stuff, man. Fresh Hops.
Yep.
Nomad Planets, they were just on here. Jerrica Paliga.
Ripley Street. Them guys have been around for over 25 years. And there's also a band on there that not a lot of people out here know because they're from Nordschutzen.
Uh-huh.
But I think they're going to be the talk of the fest. And that is a band called Seldom Told. That band not just opened. I know a lot of these bands like the Craw Puppies and Chad Clifford opened for a lot of these major acts.
Mm-hmm.
Seldom Told actually toured with... Saving Abel, all up and down the East Coast. They toured with them, not just open. They also, just in Joliet, played with, not Silvertide, dang it, I can't remember the name now. But they just played with a band in Joliet. They are on the verge of huge. And I really think they're a rock band, but I really think a lot of people are really going to like them. And
yeah, their style is really good. That's
Mia
good stuff
is
there.
An amazing female vocalist. I mean, we've
and
got
that's
a lot
seldom
of
female, told.
Seldom told. Another one is Mandy's Madness. That is a unique band because Mandy is the drummer of the band, but she's also the lead singer. So we've got a
Where
lot.
Where are they from?
I want to say they're from here in like the Hobart area. Hmm. They're from around here. Most of the bands are from here. We do have some from South Bend. We've got a couple from Shorty and the Chef are actually from Lafayette. half of that band is the Green Room Rockers, which was actually the very first band that we ever played when we started our show. We started with the Basement Song by the Green Room Rockers. Unfortunately, they weren't available, so we had the other half of Green Room Rockers, which is Shorty and the Chef.
Shorty and the Chef.
Yes.
It's they've only Chef been around Nick for by chance, is it?
No. And don't forget our metal guys, because we have Calloused.
Calloused.
Which
the
is
ballin'.
Being compared to a Disturbed kind
I would
band.
Agree. I would agree.
And we have Praise the Fallen out of South Bend, who just opened for Royal Tusk.
Yes.
And Royal Tusk, of course, is on tour with Slash.
Yes.
And the Miles Kennedy troupe. So these are not your everyday run-of-the-mill bands. These are top Northwest Indiana bands that have taken the time out, and they want to come out and play, and the camaraderie of the band to come together in one place and just show that Northwest Indiana and the region really has some artists that can bring it.
And we also have great sound. You know, we didn't just grab some guy with a couple of speakers. We grabbed Jamie Biggerstaff of Bigger Sounds, which is probably one of the better sound companies in the area.
Okay. Let's play something from one of the bands. And again, these guys have been on this show numerous times. In fact, they released this album. This is Nomad Planets on Midwest.
Daddy's little secret has been compromised. Space meets time, the numbers climb. Is anybody listening on the production line? I say when, in one more moment, I'll be coming to get you. I won't let them walk away with your cold, dark heart. Calling all cars, we're invisible. In the restaurants and bars, we're taking our claims, we're invisible. Fanning the flames, we're invisible. Daddy's little secret has been compromised. Space meets time, the numbers climb. Is anybody listening on the production line? Calling all cars, we're invisible. In the restaurant
Shine. Nomad Planets, that's off the Rise and Shine album. It's their latest, recorded by Thunderclap Studio. John Carpenter did the production on that. And those guys remind me a lot of like REM-ish kind of stuff, the Athens sound. What to call it, I don't know. Their music is kind of all over the board, which is the way I like my music, so you can't really put it into a box. And those guys will be playing at 8 p.m. Friday, August 16th, Elvis's death day, at the Rising Sun Campground. It's part of Region Stock. Find out about all these bands, get tickets, get information, get camping information, parking information, pass information, every kind of information you want at www.regionradio.live/regionstock2019, or just go to regionradio.live and you'll find the Region Stock link right on the top of the page. It's very easy to find, and lots of good stuff here. Okay, you had the idea to do this. We've got Rich and Lee in here, who are the promoters on this, and MC. What was the steps? I mean, how did you suddenly jump into the deep end of the pool?
It was an accident. Okay, and which is the way I was born and the way my life is gone. No, basically I had made a post on Facebook, just kind of half kidding, you know, just trying to get a little traction on our Region Radio page. And I said, how cool would it be if there was a local festival the same weekend as the 50th anniversary of Woodstock? And it blew up in less than 24 hours. I had probably 15 private messages. There was over 1,000 reactions on the post. It literally just exploded. And I was like, wow, maybe we should do something with this, because I mean, we just gained all this traction. Why waste it? Mm-hmm. So I started nosing around, and I came to you and I asked for your opinion, because you do events all the time. And I talked to John Huber, who knows a ton of bands, and got his opinion. And I talked to Broadway Music, where I buy a lot of
Nelson
my equipment.
Wynn.
Talked to Nelson, and
we talked to John King. Tony Ortega. We talked with Mike Vett. We talked with all these people, and we said, how can we do this? And before we knew it, we were having a meeting.
Yep.
And we were sitting down and we were saying, okay, who can we get? And we had a list bands till the cows came home. We had so many people that were asking. We still have bands that are asking if there's any slots or any last minute cancellations or anything, because they wanted on this bill. And these bands are all being paid. These bands are not volunteering. They are supporting the local music, and we are paying the bands. And we are doing everything to accommodate them, and with the light show and with everything that we're setting up in this stage out at this campground, we are giving them a home where they can come out and express themselves.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about.
That's exactly right.
Now, how did you, with that massive list of bands interested, how did you narrow it down?
It really almost came to throwing a dart at a dartboard. Okay. There were Scott Goddard from the Rusted Strings and the rest of us at Region Radio, we said, you know what, let's just kind of throw them into a hat. What bands do we think we have to have? What bands do we think need exposure? What bands fit the best? You know, we didn't want 20 rock bands. We were like, let's get, you know, as many bands as we can, mix them up. So we just kind of threw some names out at the table, and we just picked them up and said, okay, this is going to go on Friday. This one, it's going to go on Saturday. And we just started laying them. Because when we opened up the Facebook page and said, okay, we're accepting bands, literally within a month we had over 100 submissions. There's a gentleman out in the Pulaski County area who does internet radio. He does it just a show, and he does them for like other stations and stuff. His name is Rock. He goes by Rock Dog, and he started promoting it to all of his local bands that he's known for years. And we had hundreds of bands that wanted to play this thing. It was impossible to
choose.
We had
some from out of state.
Yes.
We had ones from Colorado. We had ones from
Australia. We had Canada.
We had a Canada one. And it was just everyone wanted to be a part of this because it was something new and different, mm-hmm. I suppose.
And we were thinking, okay, we could make this a one-day thing. And we were like, we got too many bands. Well, what if we did weekend? And we said, okay, there's other festivals that are at this, like Browntown and Soulshine, at the same campground. And they're 3 days. And we thought, well, we could at least do that. And when we talked to the campground, they were like, well, the rent is the same whether you do 1 day or 4 days. And I said, well, that's stupid then. We might as well maximize this thing. And we did 4 days, and we're praying people show up because I can't afford to mortgage my house.
Well, that's honest. I can relate to that. Now, they can do trailers. They can do tents. They can do, I mean, are the camping options different?
The camping for the electric sites, I think we may only have two available, and those are two that they gave us personally. The campground has sold out all of their electric sites. So if you want an electric site, you got to get on the website and talk to us or call us today. You can call me personally. Can I give out my phone number? Okay, 219-789-5441. You can call me personally or go to the website. But the electric sites are very, very slim. We only have a couple. But we do have primitive, which means you can bring a tent. It's first come, first serve. Come out Thursday morning. Throw your tent. The Tippecanoe River literally runs right through the middle of the campground. You're opening to your tent. If you fell over, you'd probably swim. You can get that close to the water. And the campground is absolutely beautiful. I grew up going out to Potato Creek when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. This campground is not as big, but they do have shower houses. They do have electric sites. They've got a floating trip where they put you in this tractor and they run you up the road a couple of miles, drop you off in a canoe or a tube, and you float right back to your campsite.
Very cool.
We've got an escape room from Mission Escape in Chesterton. They're bringing out a portable escape room. We've got food vendors. We've got just everything you could possibly want in a festival is going to be at this festival.
And, of course, you can bring your own food.
Absolutely.
You can cook on the grill, whatever.
They ask for no glass bottles, so if you bring beverages, we'll phrase it that way.
Okay.
Make sure that they're in a can or plastic or maybe a box. if you're so
as
inclined.
A box of wine.
Yep. I wasn't sure we could talk about alcohol, so I just would leave it that. But yeah, if you're going to do that, just don't bring glass.
Okay.
But we do have a free wine tasting both Friday and Saturday. So if you'd like to come out, Indian Trail Winery, Tippy Creek Winery, and I think McClure's are the three wineries that we have coming out. They're doing free wine tasting. They're going to give you samples. Now, excessive samples they may charge, but for the most part, come up, free samples. Maybe you buy a bottle, whatever. We've literally got everything you could possibly think of at this festival over the last 4 days. Like I said, hurrah to summer.
And they have a swimming pool. Bring the kids.
They do have an in-ground pool.
They have an in-ground pool. Like you said, they're going to have the escape room. We've got Lulu's Licks. We've got there's lots
Lulu's
of different.
Lulu's Licks?
Lulu's Licks is one of the food trucks.
Yep.
What do they serve?
Tacos, empanadas, but the coolest thing about Lulu Licks is I think it's 10% of the proceeds that they raise go to local humane societies and animal shelters. They're
very
really,
cool.
really big for animals. So that's why we're like, yes, we want them. We've got Ruzerts, which is my mother was the best baker in the world, but Ruzerts has the best cheesecakes I've ever had in my entire life.
Where are they based out of?
Wheatfield.
Okay.
It's actually a girl that I went to high school with. She just started this baking company like 6 months ago. And she's like, here, try this. And I'm like, oh my God, this is. And she has a keto cheesecake. So if you're diabetic, I've had friends who are diabetic that have tried that cheesecake and said it is the best dessert they've ever had.
Hmm.
So I'm not diabetic, so that one doesn't really appeal to me. But she's got exotic flavors like Snickers and s'mores and just. I mean, you'd be amazed if you saw. I think there's some pictures on our website of the cheesecake.
We'll have to get her information to give to Chef Nick.
Okay.
I think Jose would like to sample some cheesecakes with you, Jose.
He's shaking his head. Yes, of course he does.
Well, she's at Touch of Dutch right now. Otherwise, I probably could have brought in some samples, but I couldn't get a hold of her this morning.
Wow.
So. But this festival has everything.
Again, we're talking about Region Stock 2019, 4 days of music and fun under the sun, rain or shine, August 15th through the 18th, and that's in nearby Monterey, Indiana. It is Eastern time, but it's only about an hour from the heart of Northwest Indiana, Merrillville-Hobart area, and 90 minutes from Chicago?
90 minutes from the south side of Chicago. It's 55 minutes from Hobart. It's literally, you take Route 30 to 35, you go south, and it's about 5-10 minutes south of Knox.
So if you need a little escape before school starts or the summer ends, this is the place to do it. Get information. Region Radio Live, Region Stock, regionradio.live, Region Stock, and interesting stuff. Let's play another song. What do we got? How about, we played a couple of the bigger names, the Nomad Planets, and we played Nick Cazonis. Those are closing time bands. What about one of the openers? How about Frank Rivoli?
I love Frank Rivoli.
I just ran into Frank, was it yesterday? When was I at Bulldog Park?
Yesterday with Mojo.
It was yesterday. You know, every day blurs.
I understand.
Frank came out, and he always comes out to the Bulldog shows I do, and he always shows support for other artists. He's one artist that I see at almost every local show unless he's playing. I got to give kudos to Frank. He is an incredible guy as far as supporting and, you know, walking the walk, talking the talk. And so we're going to play this one. It's off his latest album, Dreamers. This is a favorite of mine. He did this at the Record Bin, and I loved it. Called Monkey Call, Frank Rivoli on Midwest Beats.
The monkey in my mind is jumping right on to the thought of me being that boy that's going to be all over you. I'm saying I'm... Bring you back down in my neck of the woods. I wanna make you mine till the end of time. And there ain't no lie when they call you a dime. Let's take a ride in the gun of the hood. I wanna scoop you up, girl, you are so good. And I see it in your smile that you think we should. So let's stop wasting time. The monkey in my mind is jumping right on to the thought of me being that boy that's gonna get old. Stop wasting time. The monkey in my mind is jumping right on to the thought of me being that boy that's gonna get all over you. The monkey in my mind is jumping right on to the thought of me being that boy that's gonna get all over you. So hey,
there's a monkey in my mind all the time. It feels like I got a whole zoo in my head some days. And this morning was one of them when everything was going wrong and I couldn't find my music and just it's craziness. Monkey in my mind, that is Monkey Call. And that is Frank Rivoli, his latest album, Dreamers, just out recently. Frank will be part of Regenstock 2019, a four-day adventurous project being undertaken by Mr. Rich Warren. And we have Lee Couch, who is the MC of the event as well, and a performing band member. Frank will be opening up on Friday, August 16th, Elvis' death day, at 3 p.m.
Thank you.
Eastern time.
You don't have an Elvis guy on death day.
Well, because this, was more Woodstock than it was anything else. And it was independent music. We wanted the bands to really shine on what they do. And we told the bands, you guys, you play whatever you want. This is your festival.
Okay, somebody needs to play an Elvis song.
Well,
there you go. Frank could probably do one.
Nick could probably do it. And maybe Eric Lambert could probably do that.
Oh, Eric could do that, yeah.
Quiet, quiet. You're ruining my master plan.
August 15th through 18th, it's at Rising Sun Campground, Monterey, Indiana. Not far from anywhere in Northwest Indiana, but it is Eastern time. Regionradio.live is where you need to go, and you can just click on the icon Region Stock. We are talking about all these different styles of music, and is there one band in particular that each of you are most excited about on this lineup? On a personal fan level?
Well,
Lee, probably your band to play.
No, actually, I want to see Three Piece because Mike Vett has been going all over the place, man, and I have not been able to catch up with him.
Okay.
And I want to see Mike Vett, and who else is with Mike Vett? They made the front cover of that local magazine not too long ago. Actually, this month.
Oh, it's Mike Vett's on the cover.
Right.
I don't know who.
His band, Three Piece.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you were asking who's with him.
I'm looking forward to seeing Three Piece because, he's a little bit older, a little hippie-ish, and I want to see what he brings to
the
table.
He's one of the newest additions to our radio family. Mm-hmm. Other than that, he's been a huge help. I mean, he's only been with us maybe 6 months, but he helps run a festival that takes place in July in Roselawn every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we picked his brain and we're like, hey, what would we need? And he's like, I got it. I've got security. I've got this. I got that. He has been phenomenal as far as help goes with putting all this stuff together. I don't know if I could have done it without him because everybody's pitching in from all angles, but he's been a huge help. I can't say Leave It to Chance. I mean, that's my kids' band.
Okay.
I hear them all the time. So, but they're a very young band. I think one of the youngest bands we got next to maybe Everything We're Not. All the guys are under 21, but they're phenomenal. Like I said, Seldom Told, I think, is going to be a talk show. I've never seen them live, but I'm interested to see them. God, my personal favorite. God, there's so many to
Rusted
choose from.
Rusted Strings, I mean, to hear some Grateful Dead tribute, music and done right, And then going on the other spectrum, you've got Praise the Fallen. They've been opening for everybody. They've been opening for Saving Abel. They've opened for Tusk, the one that I mentioned earlier. They've opened for Tantric, Trapped. They're just on the coattails of all these major bands, and they're just waiting.
Are they regional?
That's Jamie Bostel and his band.
From Signal,
and
the old Signal band.
The old Signal band. He is just in the studio all the time, and he works it, and he just does a lot with his music.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was either from South Bend or Fort Wayne, wasn't he?
He's from the South Bend area.
Okay.
But he's actually in the two bands. He's in a band called Signal, and he's in this Praise the Fallen.
He still has Signal going?
No, Signal is still running a little bit. I see them here and there, Elkhart, Fort Wayne area.
Now,
I'm a country guy, so I've seen James Geta play, and I've seen Jerrica play, which are probably two of our bigger country names. So, see, when you ask me ones that I'm personally waiting to see, I've seen about half of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. There's so many good ones.
You know the ones you already like, and you don't know if you're going to like the ones you haven't seen.
That's it. That's just it. But I said, I know half of the bands I've seen, I like them all. I'm sure I'm going to like the rest of them.
Shorty and the Chef.
You know what? I take it back. There you go. Because they're the half of the Green Room Rockers. And like I said earlier, Green Room Rockers was the first song we ever played. But all I've seen is a video from Shorty and the Chef.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sent me the video, I said, yes, I love it. I want that band. So that would be my choice. Shorty and the Chef would probably be the band I want to see.
All right. Well, because we want to take care of your country leanings, we're going to play a gal that's been in here, I think, twice. And, of course, she's played at the Record Bin already. And she's been playing a lot of places. This gal is up and coming. She's got a lot of national acts she's been opening for. She's played geographically. Her circle keeps getting bigger. So let's play one from the headliner, the 9 p.m. headliner on Saturday, August 17th. This is Jerrica Polliga Band and Better Than That on Midwest Beats.
Well, I can see you smell a perfume all in your chest. I can see the darker where my head used to rest. Baby, I know that. I know better than that. has really paid off, but I ain't that light. So I'm taking off, yeah, I'm gone, baby.
Than that? Does it get better than that? That is the question. I don't know. What do you guys think? Does it get better than that? Rich, you're the country guy.
It's not better than Region Stock, I can tell you that. Shameless plug.
I like her little sassy southern kind of thing.
Yep, and she's
better than that.
She's an iHeart Radio artist, and she was a finalist for one of their contests. So, I mean, she is really making waves.
Yeah, she's done very well. And she's writing her original stuff with her guitarist.
Yep. And she actually was the Christmas party that we did last year for the Bulldog, which is my station, the country station. She was the opener for David Allan Coe for our Christmas party.
And she's actually done a few shows with him, hasn't she?
She did tour with him around the Midwest after that show. She did a couple more with him. So.
And she's out of Chesterton, I believe.
I believe so.
Jerrica Paliga Band. Better than that. You'll be hearing her perform an entire set Saturday, August 17th. Again, this is that is day 3 of 4 at Region Stock 2019. Get the details at regionradio.live and just click on the Region Stock 2019 icon at the top of the page. It'll give you the full schedule here. And you're starting early. I mean, most of these shows are starting, Thursday is a weekday, so it starts at 6 p.m. so people can get there after work. If they're coming late, so they can get there early, 10 a.m., you said, to set up.
Yep.
We got 4 bands on Thursday, and then you've got 7 or 8 on each of the other days. 3 p.m. on Friday it starts, 2 p.m. on Saturday, 3 p.m. on Sunday, and Friday and Saturday, the last act doesn't go until 9 p.m., so figure that'll go to at least 10:30, maybe 11, especially with Highway Band. Those guys like to jam, so that'll probably go till 2 a.m., but...
there's no noise ordinance or no...
that's cool.
At the end of the night, there's no cutoff curfew or anything like that.
And,
so,
we did.
And they'll start jamming around campfires, I guarantee, so guys will bring their guitars, and even off the stage, this is going to be a camaraderie of peace and love and music, and that's what Woodstock stands for.
And it's different than any festival that you go to, because most festivals you go to, they'll have 4 or 5 bands, and each band will play like 2 hours. We walked out on the ledge a little bit and said, you know, let's do something a little different. I know it's a short set, but each band does about 45 minutes.
Okay. And I was just going to say, you've got this tightly scheduled.
We do, and that's partially because I'm not in a band, and I don't know much about bands. I play radio, so I was like, yeah, let's just put a bunch of bands in there. And then they were like, well, how do we get time to switch our equipment? And I went, we'll figure that out next year. This year, just go with it. So you get to see a lot of different acts.
Wow.
And this is all one stage. This is not multiple stages, so you're not walking around all over the place like you do at some shows up in the city. This is one stage where you'll stay there from 3 p.m. till midnight, 11 o'clock or whatever.
And now where is the stage set up as opposed to the gist of the campgrounds? Can you stay at your camper and still hear the music or see the stage?
You'll be able to hear the music from miles and miles around.
All of the electric sites are basically placed around the stage.
Okay.
The swimming pool, the guitar players, if they were wireless, if the electronics allowed them, would be able to just jump in the pool and play from the pool. It's that close.
Wow. So Lee, why don't you try that?
You are ruining my master plan.
You can float in the pool and watch the band, not just hear the band. You can watch them and be able to see everything they're doing. It's that close. They have the basketball court that's right there. All the food vendors and stuff are going to be right there next to the stage. We're also setting up tables and things for the bands to bring out merchandise. So bring some money. We do take credit cards at the gate, but bring money for merch because support the bands. Buy their T-shirts, buy their albums or their digital cards, whatever they've got going on. We did tell them bring out stuff. And a lot of festivals, I didn't know this, but a lot of festivals, they charge the bands to sell their merchandise.
Everybody does, except for me.
We're not doing that. Yeah. No, when the bands ask me, like, well, what's the cut for the merch? I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
They're like, well,
most venues will take 25% if they're a major venue.
No, we are about supporting music, and we hope that people come out and do the same.
Very cool. Now, most bands, as you said, will all take, actually all bands will take cash, but most bands, I'm thinking, with today's technology and phones can probably take credit cards.
Yes, and we're putting a Wi-Fi booster out there because, I mean, this is primitive. When you leave the Knox area, that's probably the last human you're going to see until you get to the campground because you take a couple of roads that are numbers and not names, 700 here, 200 here, and then all of a sudden there's a big sign that has an arrow on it that says campground, and you go down this dirt road, and then all of a sudden in the middle of this woods is a campground. It's the most intimate, cool place that you've ever seen.
And we are going to have signage from the major roads, and then we're going to set it up to where it'll be easy to get to.
So the reason I say that, though, is because AT&T is the only cell phone service that works out there. For some reason, there's a running joke. There's one spot in the campground that Verizon all of a sudden gets signal. We call it the Verizon tree because that third pine tree is the only tree. The
Will
only
there be
place
a sign
can,
there?
Or, we're jokingly going to put a sign up.
Or we actually got a signal when someone drove by in a newer car within like the last 2 years that had a hotspot. And we said, we got a hotspot. And we're like, where's it coming from? And they're like, that car.
Lucy's Jeep. We're like, what is this? We're like, follow the car. So,
we had to set up our own inside the headquarters for this.
Wow. So we're setting up Wi-Fi so that the vendors and us that we can take credit
and
cards.
And we're also feeding the bands. Don't forget, we've got Chef Henry,
my brother Henry,
is going to be cooking burgers and
hot dogs and stuff
and
for the bands.
Things for the bands.
So the bands are getting some swag too. They're getting a little green room area.
We're trying to.
We're giving them water. We're going to give them some water with weed in it, if you know what I'm talking about. Also known as beer.
Hops, yes. But yeah, no, we're
what
doing.
What did you think I was talking about?
I don't know where you were going with that.
But you've never heard water with wheat in it?
Oh, wheat.
I thought you said weed.
Me too.
No, I said wheat.
Wheat.
We live in the country, guys.
Now we need a CBD vendor. We are accepting vendors, by the way.
Okay.
We only have a few, but we're looking for some more. We've got food and stuff like that, but if you're looking to sell items, we are accepting vendor booths. So again, 219-789-5441, or shoot me an email at regionradiochicago@gmail.com. If you're interested in being a vendor, we do have a couple spots left for general vendors, not food vendors.
Okay. Or you can find Rich Warren on the funny pages.
Because he's funny. Do they have to stay for all 4 days, or can they go for a day, 2 days, 3 days?
We do offer day passes, which is another thing most festivals don't do. And a lot of people told us, like, well, don't do day passes because then people will come on Friday and they'll sneak in and they'll stay all weekend. No, we've got wristbands that literally say Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or weekend. And if you don't have the correct color or the correct day, you'll be asked to either pay or leave.
So you're going to have like the wristband police walking around?
Oh, yes. We have 20 security at this festival, which everybody else is like, we only had 4 and that was more than we needed. We have 20 because they're all volunteers, people that have helped with the radio station and stuff. So we've got tons of volunteers out there. So I don't think that'll be a problem. And like I said, we don't want to have to go through all that. We just want people to come out and have a good time. So yeah, I mean, on Sunday and Thursday, it's a little less expensive. We have, you know, less bands those days. Thursday is actually the day that we let the younger bands come out. Stop, Drop, Rewind, Leave It to Chance, Everything We're Not, and Counter Theory, all of those bands are either under 21 or just over 21. So if you've got kids or friends that are into younger music, Thursday is going to be your day. Okay. But they play different styles. It's not like Thursday's all young kid rock. All four bands play a different style. Leave It to Chance plays covers like Sum 41 or like Foo Fighters, things like that. But they also have a lot of originals. So Encounter Theory is more of an acoustic kind of thing. So literally every day is mixed up with all different kind of genres.
All right. Well, let's play another song.
Okay.
Let's go with
Jack Whittle.
Jack Whittle. And you said this is the song that kind of got him on the bill. It's called Mixed Drink.
Mixed Drink.
It's off his newest album, Never New Old Time.
Yeah, this is how we find a lot of our bands is I'm just scrolling through Facebook or through Reverb Nation or SoundCloud Bandcamp or whatever those things are called. I'm always looking for new artists.
One time at Bandcamp. We heard this song. This is Jack Whittle. Let's serve up some mixed drinks.
Top shelf. Just help yourself. Yeah, I'm your mixed drink, baby. Yeah, I'm your mixed drink, baby. Yeah, I'm your mixed drink, baby. Drink me responsibly. My cocktail style don't never run out. Got an awful ride. I am my satisfied. I'm your mixed drink, baby. My tide is still high. Maybe got some time. You should try my lime. Yeah, I'm your mixed drink, baby. Yeah, I'm your mixed drink, baby. Yeah, I'm your mixed drink, baby. Drink me responsibly. Yeah, I'm your mixed drink, baby. Yeah, I'm your mixed drink, baby.
Mixed drinks, Jack Whittle. That's off Jack's latest album, New Old Time. Jack Whittle, he'll be performing on Sunday, August 18th at 1 p.m. James and Jack will be there. James Getta and Jack Whittle on the final day of Region Stock. Again, we are talking with Rich and Lee of Region Stock 2019. Find out more about this event. Get your tickets and more information, your campsites at www.regionradio.live. Click the Region Stock 2019 link, and you'll find everything you need to know. Guys, we got just a couple minutes left. I know we want to get to one more song from one of your favorite bands. Let's talk about what we have not talked about.
Chad Clifford is going to be playing Sunday.
From the Crawford. We mentioned him in the very beginning.
Oceans Over Airplanes will be playing that Sunday also. This is the same day as James and Jack.
That's right.
And Nick Cazonis. Forward to that. And that's Chad Clifford, the solo. And Chad Clifford's been playing everywhere.
Yep.
He's playing weeknights, like 3-4 times a week.
You can watch him on Facebook most of the time.
Yes, and he does. And
that's
you can watch
how I watched Frank Rivoli on Wednesday. I think he did a live show on Facebook.
Tell us about Oceans Over Airplanes.
They're a younger band. They have actually, I can't remember the name of the festival, but they have been chosen to play a national festival 3 times, and I believe they're out of South Bend. So I've never heard these guys play.
I think they were on the Lollapalooza bill, if I'm not mistaken.
I've written on them a few times back in the day. They've been around for a little while.
Okay.
A couple of CDs out. I'm excited the most about August 16th. If I were able to go to one day, it would be that one probably.
Okay.
Frank Rivoli, I love that guy. Eric Lambert, that goes without saying, one of the best artists ever. Fresh Hops is always an excitement. Nomad Planet, solid. Highway Band, solid, and I have not seen Seldom Told or Second Season. Seldom Told, you've got my interest peaked just with what you were telling me. So there's some great acts.
We'll send you some music.
As excited as you are about Friday, Saturday you've got Jerrica, you've got Rusted Strings, The Grateful Dead, you got Shorty and the Chef, which not a lot of people know about, you've got Mandy's Madness, which is the female drummer and singer, Ripley Street, who's been around forever.
They're great.
You got Lee, and then you got 3-Piece. So now you tell me which one's better, Friday or Saturday.
I don't know.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Guess you got to go to all of them. All right. Now, speaking of Highway, I want to get to a Highway track. And Highway's got a connection to the region for years and years. I mean, back when I had Midwest Beat magazine going, those guys made the cover and their CDs. I mean, we played them on Night Rock to death. Those guys should have been the next big thing out of here.
I agree.
They had everything. I don't know what went wrong, but they had everything. But they're still out there. They're still doing it. They still sound great.
Yes.
So tell us about why Highway's here and why you think they're going to be a big draw.
Well, I think they're going to be a big draw, not just because people around here like them, but out that way, North
Stark
Judson
County.
North Judson was really big. They had a bar, or still do have a bar, called the Wood Nickel, which Highway used to play at a lot, and they haven't played out there for a long time. Wood Nickel, my understanding is they're under new ownership, so all the people out that way that want to hear Highway are going to get a chance to do it on Friday. Now, there's also a personal connection with that band. My stepson, who is in the drummer, he's the drummer for Leave It to Chance, Tony Barella. His dad is the lead singer for Highway. So it's kind of a family thing as well. So, and that's what the whole festival's about.
All right. Again, Region Stock 2019. Get your information at regionradio.live. Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
And bring as much alcohol as you want.
You can
bring coolers,
no glass.
Wine, no glass. But you can bring your own. You're not going to have a major check, but we are going to check you at the door when you come through.
All right. Lee and Rich, thank you very much.
Thank
Let's take it out with Rusty Nail. This is Highway Band.